This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
In Indiana, summer means more than sunshine. It's hiking miles and miles of trails to magnificent views and cruising through caves on underground river rides. It's spending the night in a floating cabin and scuba diving into your next big adventure. It's riding a horse and buggy through historic towns and camping with elephants at a wildlife park. It's anything but ordinary. Plan your trip at inindiana.com/summer.
Hate doing cardio?
Try brushing and flossing your teeth.
I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart, for a healthier you. Smile Generation. Trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you, committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.
Welcome back, guys. DGS 104.1 FM KMOX. I just talked into a dead mic because Rach is eating jambalaya.
It's so good, though.
Finishing
it's
my jambalaya.
So good.
What a great hour.
Yeah, that was fun, wasn't it?
That was awesome.
Now, if anyone out there is having fun, we're having a blast.
Yeah, let's go. We need more. Yeah, that's fun when you get all the fame, all the celebrities.
Yeah.
Not just that, though, but like celebrity friends.
Yeah.
Right? Like, it's one thing when you don't know people, but when you know people,
yeah,
the best.
Swings are spicy.
Yeah, like,
I did eat like 7 of them, which maybe is part of the problem.
Like Wheels was saying, though, it's the perfect amount of spice.
Yeah,
oh,
for
yeah.
The jambalaya, I mean, like, it is right where it should be. It's not over the top where it's just trying to burn your mouth, and it's not too light. It's right where it should be.
Jeff makes a mean jambalaya.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Also, a little kick.
Yeah, perfect.
Oh, yeah,
a little runny noses in here for a little bit. You know what's great about this show? If my mouth is too hot, I can say, hey, Wheels, you got a Stairway to Kevin?
I do. Awesome. I always have a Stairway to Kevin. I've always got too many of them. All right, so I have two. I give you guys a little bit of a choice here. We got one or two that can be sports angles or one that's not. And I, you know, let's do this one. Forget it. I'll pick because it relates to our.
You did it to us again.
I know. I didn't mean to. That was an unintentional.
All three of us going.
That was an unintentional pregnant pause because I forgot this one particular one because it builds off the story we talked about yesterday with Naomi Osaka.
Okay.
And how after losing in the first round, which is something she's not used to, she was very upset, didn't handle it well. You know, tears and all of that. Well, we saw something just like that last night in the Marlins Padres game. In the middle of the game. So there's a rookie infielder for the Marlins named Ronnie Simon. Or Simone. And he made 4 errors in the game. One of them was turned into was retroactively changed to a hit. But he made 3 errors in an inning while they blew a 6-run lead. And he was bawling on the field, which is something you don't see at a Major League
Baseball
game. Right. You don't see that. And then after the inning, team runs off the field. He just ran straight to the clubhouse. He had a couple of coaches follow him, a player, teammate or two followed him, did not come back out for the game. He came out of the game right then and there. And then he got a lot of encouragement from players on both teams, from the Padres and the Marlins, saying, look, man, we've all been there. Everybody has those days. Everybody has the days where you just do everything wrong. And what's interesting is, first, you never see that, right? You see guys get angry. You see guys throw crap or they go to the dugout and they break stuff. You don't really see someone full-on in tears on the field in the middle of a game in the major leagues. But we saw that last night. And what was interesting was the online reactions could not have been more opposite. So there was one brigade that was like, it just shows he cares. Good for him, rooting for that guy. You know, it's okay for that to be the case. And then there was the other group that was like, dude, it's a baseball game. Why are you crying? Like, everybody makes errors. You know this. Don't be, you know, don't be a baby, essentially. And I find it in, like, it's different because it's a team sport. And I, in a sense that other people are relying on you. In an individual sport, it's just you. And whatever you do only affects you. It only impacts you. But he's feeling like he's carrying the weight of losing a game, which in the grand scheme of things, not really a big deal, right? You play 162 of them. Your team's not any good anyway. It's not like you're, you know, end of September's pennants on the line or a playoff game or whatever. But I find it interesting. And I don't know, do you guys see that as being any different? Because, I mean, because some of the perception is certainly he's a grown man.
Yeah.
He's a 25-year-old man and, you know, openly bawling on the field because of errors. Not because they lost, not because a family member died, not because your dog, you lost your dog. I'm like, they're, you know, this is not about cry or don't cry. This is not about emotion, but that's why there's an interesting, to me, an interesting gap between the two parties here where one of them is like, this is perfectly normal and fine human behavior, which it is. But it's also something you never see in that setting.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Go ahead, Rach.
I do look at the two situations differently, and maybe I'm being unfair, but I look at this baseball player and I go, there's no, it just feels like a genuine reaction of like, this guy feels really, really bad. If I can speculate on Naomi, this is not the first time she's done something like this. To me, as a fan of hers and as someone who wants to see her succeed, having this happen over and over again, that's when I kind of lose my understanding of the situation and go like, it's time to start getting it together, or maybe focus less on the outfits and focus more on tennis, and you won't feel so rotten whenever you lose. I can't think that a grown man, like you said, is going to bawl in front of this many people as a way to like get, I don't think he's doing it to get sympathy. Like,
no,
it seems
good point.
Like a
yeah.
completely involuntary reaction. And my heart goes out to him. I hope he never has to go through it again. I hope he's able to get his emotions under control next time he's in a similar situation. But I just look at the situations differently because with Naomi Osaka, and again, this, I'm a huge fan of hers, but I'm just kind of tired of the excuses and tired of the kind of hiding behind the fact that she feels bad. It's like you said, Wheels, she's only letting herself down. So then to go out there and cry about it, it's like you gotta at some point get it together and move forward. Otherwise, you're just crying at the press conference every week and it's getting... it's getting old.
Yeah.
I agree with everything you just said.
Yeah. And it's, to me, it's a fascinating thing because there's two parts to this. One part is just, okay, he's a human being. He's allowed to feel what he feels. Like, that's okay. There's absolutely nothing wrong with that. There is the other part where if you are in a management position or an evaluation position, you probably do, though, have to consider whether or not he's going to be able to handle the pressure of the major leagues. Doesn't mean you make the decision on one thing. It's just a thing that gets filed into your evaluation of somebody because there are all kinds of players who are really good that can't handle the pressure of the major leagues at different levels in different places. Some guys, it's just that they never performed the way they did in the minor leagues, and maybe they just weren't as good as they, you know, weren't good enough. Others have a problem with 40,000 people in the seats or knowing that a million people are watching on TV. So there's the sport part of it, which is, if he learns from this and he's like, okay, I'm past it. Other guys are telling me I'm going to be okay and he's fine. That can actually be a sign that he's going to grow as a player.
Yeah.
And that there's something good there. But there's two parts. And in sports, that's the hard thing is there's the team side and there's the sports side and the human side. The human side to me is not wrong ever. You are who you are. You feel what you feel. That's not wrong, right? Whether it's what anybody else would do or not, that part can't be wrong because it's just about how it hits you. There's also the part where, though, people have to evaluate you from a competitive standpoint where your psychology and how you handle pressure is a part of how you can do this job in a team setting.
Yeah.
So to me, it can be two things.
Yeah.
It doesn't have to be one or the other. It's not he's soft, he can't play. He may be just fine. He might go on to a great career. He may not. We don't know.
Who is the guy, college football player, who jumped into the stands and cried on his mom's shoulder?
That was Caleb Williams. And a lot of people asked the questions about that. Again, I did too. But using this dynamic, there's two parts. There's nothing wrong with a human being who they are. But there are things about being in a competitive environment where other grown people have to follow you. And what you're trying to calculate is, how do those other grown people, the teammates, how do they see the person? Because that has to be a part of how you construct a team. How do your teammates react to your presence, especially in the quarterback position where you're in a leadership position as opposed to just a middle infielder is not really in a leadership position, right? I mean, every baseball position is a little different.
Yeah.
But the leadership one there would be the catcher. That would be the one who's always doing all the things. But Caleb Williams has turned out to be fine. He had a really good rookie year last year, even though some things weren't working in his favor as far as how his roster was built. Had a terrible offensive line, had a terrible coach or coaching situation where they had changed offensive coordinators but not the head coach. Now he's going to be in a spot where they have a really bright, new, young head coach who is an offensive genius. They've rebuilt the offensive line. He's got some weapons. It'll be interesting to see. But his first year was actually really encouraging with how he handled things. So this is why you can't judge on one thing.
Yeah.
But there are also, like, always these considerations when you're trying to pick somebody for a team sport is how do these players all mix and how does this person's personality fit in that dynamic?
You know what memory this brought back to me? I know I tend to say not glowing things about my dad, but I'm just being honest. And I love my dad very much, but he was a hard man. And he, with me, he was always very, rub some dirt on it. You know, what are you, girl? Why are you crying? I'll give you something to cry about. Mm-hmm. And we had a catcher on our team, a real big guy who is not good at all, named Jeff. And he used to cry every time he would strike out. And my dad would go in the dugout and sit next to him and talk him off the ledge. And it always really pissed me off.
Yeah.
Because he was not talking me off the ledge. And I've just kind of written it off too. Well, you were his son. He was trying to make you tough, trying to make a man out of you. And he had a soft spot in his heart for this big, dumb catcher, whatever. But that always really, I mean, I'm 60 years old and I'm still thinking about it and talking about it.
Yeah, I would say I'm sure just trying to put myself in his, my dad was a little bit, he wasn't your dad in that way all the way, but he had some of that old school because his dad was like that, right? So his dad was probably exactly like your dad.
Yeah.
And so he had a little bit of that, too. But if I'm trying to think of it from your dad's view, your dad is looking at you as, I know this kid. I know how I raised him. That's how he's going to raise his expectations. He may be looking at that other kid thinking, well, the parents aren't doing a very good job, so yelling at him's not going to help. Or whatever. You have no, you know, like to me, that's.
Yeah, I still look at it through my 10-year-old eyes.
Of course you do. How couldn't you?
Yeah.
You would have no choice.
Yeah.
It's how you saw it, and it was your experience.
But my best story about my dad and athletics, I don't know if I've told you this one before, Wheels, but my very first 100-meter race in high school, because I was a ball player and got hurt, but I was fast. And I had no idea how fast I was, whether I would be in last place or first place. And I asked my dad to come to my first meet, and he couldn't because he was a working man. And he was a union construction worker, and he didn't get off till 4:30, and he wasn't going to make it. And so I was at Civic Memorial High School in Bethalto, and the gun goes off, and I realize about halfway down, I'm winning because I can't see anyone else. So I'm either losing really bad or I'm winning. And I look down my lane, and literally at the end of my lane is my dad in his overalls. And for the one and only time I know of in his entire career, he took off early. And I ran right into his arms.
How cool is that?
How cool is that?
How old were you again?
High school.
High school, okay.
Senior in high school.
Yeah, that's cool, man.
Really cool.
Yeah, really cool. And I think that probably tells you a lot.
Yeah.
About what was always underneath.
Yeah.
But it was probably, again, you know, that. But it's that generation. And that whole generation of people were not really, they didn't think they were supposed to be that way as parents. They thought they were supposed to be hard.
Well, get this. After my dad passed away, my mom gave me this scrapbook that he kept on me, like radio stuff and Wash U stuff and athletic stuff. It was secret. He didn't want me to know for whatever reason, his own embarrassment or thought it would make me soft or something. But
probably thought that was what was best.
Yeah.
Although it could just simply be not comfortable with emotions.
Yes.
That,
yes.
Again, a very much a generational thing.
We have a nice compliment from Dave Hines, our radio guy, says that's how you do two promo segments in the same hour that are actually entertaining. Seriously, you all are my favorite. That's just good radio.
It was.
It's very sweet. Dave's very nice.
Good causes make it easier, too. But like when you put good causes with good people.
Yeah.
And obviously people that are fun.
Yes. Welcome back, guys. DJ
Attention, sports enthusiasts. Keep the adrenaline pumping and elevate your game day with Chumba Casino. It's completely free to play. No purchase necessary. Whether you're cheering from the stands, on the move, or relaxing at home, Chumba Casino brings the thrill of social casino directly to your fingertips. Experience the ultimate social casino adventure with reels of casino-style games offering hundreds of exciting options to choose from and fresh new releases every week. There's always something new and thrilling to explore. From action-packed social slots and classic blackjack to engaging bingo and solitaire, the fun never stops. Plus, enjoy generous daily login bonuses and a fantastic free welcome bonus to kickstart your social gaming journey. Dive into the excitement. Discover a world where you can play for your chance to redeem some serious prizes and have a blast along the way. Don't miss out. What are you waiting for? Join now and immerse yourself in nonstop fun and adventure with Chumba Casino. Get in on the action today at ChumbaCasino.com and make every day a Chumba day. No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
In Indiana, summer means more than sunshine. It's hiking miles and miles of trails to magnificent views and cruising through caves on underground river rides. It's spending the night in a floating cabin and scuba diving into your next big adventure. It's riding a horse and buggy through historic towns and camping with elephants at a wildlife park. It's anything but ordinary. Plan your trip at inindiana.com/summer.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth. For a healthier heart, for a healthier you. Smile Generation trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.
Ass on Camo X. Kev, you know any updates on the game tonight? I know it's raining in Baltimore.
Nothing new, except that it sounds like the tarp is off.
Yeah, that's good. That's a good sign.
It looks like they're going to give it a go. I mean, they haven't announced anything as far as a postponement or cancellation. And if they're starting some pregame and they're putting out the lineups, the two teams have put out their lineups, so it sounds like they feel like they have a window to do it.
I love behind-the-scenes stuff.
Yeah.
And, like, you were talking about this a couple of hours ago and making the point I never thought of, that this is a major event, and if they're not going to have a game, they need to call it pretty early because people are going to show up to sell hot dogs.
Yeah, they got it. Workers are going to show up. They got to pay all. So people think that teams do this stuff where, like, oh, they'll just do it and sell beer and then send everybody home. Like, okay, but what they're paying all the employees to be there is going to be more than they make up in beer cost, because these people
it's
get
gonna
to
be a
use
small crowd,
because those people get to use those tickets again.
Yeah,
you know, like it's not going to be like, you know, it's not what people think it is in that regard, but it is a lot more complicated. Like, if you're going to call it, you better call it early so you don't actually spend the money and then have to spend it again when you make up the game.
Yeah. David says Andrew needs his corn, folks. Simple as that.
I know that's right.
He's absolutely right. I can't remember what would have sparked that comment.
I have no
though.
Idea why he said it. That seems kind of out of the blue.
I mean, Dave Stamper, you're not wrong. I'm just wondering.
You're never wrong talking about Andrew and corn.
You ain't lying, big dog. You ain't lying.
You know what I just did? I got all misty talking about my dad.
Yeah.
And I went in the bathroom and I wiped my eyes with my buffalo wing hands.
Oh, no.
Yeah, I did that too. I got some of the spicy barbecue.
Yeah.
Oh, no. Oof. That's part of the reason why I try not, like sometimes if they're the saucy wings, I try not to eat them at work because I'm afraid I'm going to do something like that.
You know what would make you feel better?
What's that?
More jambalaya.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Get a bowl. Can't put that in your eyes unless you're really trying hard.
I can't say or hear jambalaya without thinking about Plankton on SpongeBob when he had chumbalaya. And he goes, oh, chumbalaya.
My brother's wedding, the food was Indian food served family style.
Yeah.
And I was very, very careful because I was wearing a light blue linen suit, like jacket. And I'm like, I have to be very careful not to get any on this this suit that I just bought. And I have to stand up and give a speech and all this. And I somehow only got some on my shoulder. I still don't know how it could have happened, but I looked over and there was like a spot of masala on my shoulder, and I'm like, come on! I need my corn.
What's going on with Kevin Costner? I've seen the headlines.
So he's being sued by a stunt double who worked on his Horizon 2 movie. This came out in 2024. They were apparently filming a sexual assault scene that was completely unscripted. So I get, from what she's alleging, Kevin Costner was just like, oh, you know what we should do today is we should just film another rape scene and we'll basically improvise it. So the actress who was actually cast in the movie was like, I'm not doing that. So the stunt double had to do it and she's extremely upset. Yeah. There was no intimacy coordinator on set. They didn't like plan anything. It just kind of happened. Kevin Costner is saying, well, if you have such a problem with it, why did you send me a text message like thanking me for the experience on the film? I personally think that you can't point to that and say, I'm absolved. A lot of times people are just trying to keep their jobs, their employers happy. I don't think that's like the smoking gun of consent that he thinks it is.
Speaking of that, Rust is on my Prime now, Amazon.
Oh,
it looks exactly like the kind of movie I would like, but I feel bad.
I'm shocked they released that film.
Yeah, same.
I mean, someone died, and then there was, like, tons of litigation about it. I just don't understand why they said, you know what, we should still release this movie. It's odd to me. Well, now that things getting hazy, I can pull a
silver, the key to heaven's door. Attention sports enthusiasts, keep the adrenaline pumping and elevate your game day with Chumba Casino. It's completely free to play. No purchase necessary. Whether you're cheering from the stands, on the move, or relaxing at home, Chumba Casino brings the thrill of social casino directly to your fingertips. Experience the ultimate social casino adventure with reels of casino-style games offering hundreds of exciting options to choose from and fresh new releases every week. There's always something new and thrilling to explore. From action-packed social slots and classic blackjack to engaging bingo and solitaire, the fun never stops. Plus, enjoy generous daily login bonuses and a fantastic free welcome bonus to kickstart your social gaming journey. Dive into the excitement. Discover a world where you can play for your chance to redeem some serious prizes and have a blast along the way. Don't miss out. What are you waiting for? Join now and immerse yourself in nonstop fun and adventure with Chumba Casino. Get in on the action today at ChumbaCasino.com and make every day a Chumba day. No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
In Indiana, summer means more than sunshine. It's hiking miles and miles of trails to magnificent views and cruising through caves on underground river rides. It's spending the night in a floating cabin and scuba diving into your next big adventure. It's riding a horse and buggy through historic towns and camping with elephants at a wildlife park. It's anything but ordinary.
Plan your trip at inindiana.com/summer.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart. For a healthier you, Smile Generation trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.
There's a deep cut for all the Rush fans out there. DGS 104.1 FM KMOX. Dave Murray joins us. Hello, Dave.
Hello there.
Had your buddy JC on earlier.
Oh, good.
Yeah.
Oh, that's right. He had told me he was going to be on.
He asked me how bad it sucked that in St. Louis, when someone says Dave, they just think of you.
Well, that's not true. We're on equal par now.
Not sure how to take that.
Now that I'm gone.
Now that I'm semi-retired, and you're working your ass off every day, we're about the same. How are you?
What can I say? What can I say?
How are things?
Fine.
Grandchild still there?
Nope. We put him on a plane about 2 hours ago.
Like, get out of here, Dave. So
took off running.
Now the job is to put the house back together again after the whirlwind hit.
That is
but
so
they're coming
awesome.
Back. They're coming back for like 15 days in July.
Nice.
Oh, cool.
Might as well just leave everything the way it is.
Yeah. That's exactly what I would expect from you, Andrew.
My only bucket list thing left is to have grandkids. But I'm not pressuring, you know. I mean, Nick has had the same girlfriend for a few years, but that generation is not like our generation. I feel like we did it because that's what you did. I didn't feel like I really had much of a choice, but the new generation, like Rachel's age and younger, it's definitely not like a foregone conclusion. So Phoebe's probably a little more traditional, so I have a chance at that. So
yeah, I think our son was about 35.
Yeah.
When they had the grandson.
Yeah.
Our grandson.
Which I, again, would never pressure. And if I had it to do over again, while I would never wish away my kids or the center of my universe, you get that, Dave. But being mentally ill, as I am, very open about that, being a dad was probably not the obvious choice. I've limped my way through it. I've been a very loving dad. Can't take that away. But it's tough, right? It is not for wussies. Yeah.
Oh, no, not at all. And you know what? I worked so many hours in my career for a long time. I missed a lot of our son growing up. So I wasn't there at night, in the evenings, the late afternoons, evenings. Though I would, blow out after the 6 o'clock show to be a basketball coach when he was in elementary school. And you tried to do whatever you could, but we had breakfast every day. We had dinner almost every day, because I would fly home. But the morning breakfast was maybe the biggest thing ever.
Yeah.
Because it was just one-on-one.
Same with Nick. When his mom and I broke up, but he was only like 2 and a half, and literally every single day of his life, I would pick him up for breakfast. And I remember that was the first time I thought I got recognized. There was a coffee clutch of old men at McDonald's where we would go in Webster Groves. And I walked in and they started mumbling and some excitement in the air. And one of the guys goes, "Are you who I think you are?" And I said, "I am." And he turns around to his club there and he goes, "Boys, say hello to Smash from Casey."
Yes, I am.
Oh, man.
I kept it going. I'm like, great to meet you all.
That's what you do. You just keep it going.
Give me a McMuffin.
How about this run?
Because the worst you could do is say, no, I'm Dave Glover. Well, who's that?
So one of my family's favorite stories was Ruiz Mexican Restaurant out in Wentzville area. My very first year on the air, named an entree after me, which to me was the greatest thing that had ever happened in my life. And it was the Dave Glover chicken fajitas. So I take everyone in my family, there's like 12 of us there, and they get to me and I go, I'm going to have the Dave Glover chicken fajitas. And the waitress just drops her thing to her lap and she goes, oh my God, thank you. None of us have any idea who that guy is, and no one has ordered it before you. And my family loses it. And they're like,
of course,
clinking glasses and ordering more margaritas. And
oh man.
When did you feel famous, Dave?
Oh, man. You know, almost right away. Mm. You know, the recognition came very quickly.
Yeah.
Very quickly.
Did you ever go out to Schnucks when someone didn't stop you?
No. No. Not at all. But again, what I did for a living, what I still do for a living, is people feel very free to talk about it.
Yeah.
The weather is the easiest thing in the world to talk about.
Very
good
true.
Point.
And,
yeah.
And I'm a decent guy, which I think I am, I'll spend time, I'll talk, but there are times when I think I've told this story. Like I would go to Schnars to the hardware store, and because I was working on a project, and I need this, run down the street, and I'm in cut off jeans and a ratty old T-shirt, and you get what you get when you get Dave, you get what you get.
Do you think that the future for television meteorologist weather people is limited, or do you think that we'll have them in 20 years?
Wow, that's a tough question. I think news in general, I think local news in general could be limited in 20 years. I've honestly believed for a number of years now that there might be one station in each town doing local news.
Interesting.
And that's all they do. They do 24, like a CNN kind of thing of local news, because it's so expensive to do the talent, all the people behind the scenes in front of the camera. I just think it's going, it will go to some extent the way radio has gone.
Yeah.
It will get tougher and tougher and tougher to do.
Yeah. I was at KMOV hanging out with the guys about a month ago and they took me on a tour. It's crazy how many people there are behind the scenes and how much machinery. And I thought we had a lot in radio, but it doesn't hold a candle.
No, when you think of what it just takes to do a studio, just to get a studio up and running and keeping it running is phenomenal. Yeah, I think I think even on a national basis that it will become more and more limited. I think the networks are having a harder and harder time of doing a nightly news.
Yeah. So speaking of limited, the quintessential Dave Glover 60-degree weather short timer, right?
Yeah. Tomorrow is still one of those days, though. We'll be in the 60s most of the day, 70 for the high. But it's an unsettled day again. We've had this cutoff low pressure system in the upper Midwest. The last wave in the northwest flow is coming down tomorrow and tomorrow night. Expect showers tomorrow, rumble of thunder, but I'm not anticipating anything even close to strong to severe. It'd be just kind of a rumble of thunder. Showers continue on Thursday night. Friday's beautiful day, sunny and nice. Still a great day temperature-wise for May, 75. Start to warm up over the weekend, Saturday and Sunday, sunshine. Each day, 84, 85 degrees. That's still not too bad as we close out May and get into June 1st.
Yeah, not bad. And reminding everyone that Brian McKenna's Celebration of Life is Saturday, 2 p.m. to 7 p.m. at Macklin in Devonshire. Just a big street party. They're blocking off the streets. I'll be there by 2, if not earlier. So come out and honor Brian.
Yes, absolutely.
Did JC, was he telling us on or off the air about Brian leaving that letter?
I believe off the air.
So he left a letter, Dave, for his best friend, and said, because he was battling cancer, and said, if things go sideways, here's what I want. Isn't that great? So that's what they're doing. They're literally taking his letter and bringing it to real life.
Yeah, that, you know, I think everybody should, you know, a lot of people have wills, stuff like that, but I think that it would be really nice for your immediate family, especially, to say, hey, here's what, you know, in a sense, plan your funeral, plan what you want,
I know,
however you want.
I know it's popular to say, like, I want a party and I want people to be happy. I want people to be inconsolable. I want paramedics to be called.
If there's no crying, you get kicked out.
Right. If I'm there, I'm haunting your ass. If you're just
write that down. Write that down. Nick can make that happen.
I want the saddest thing ever.
Nick still insists he's giving me a Viking funeral. Like, put me on a reed raft and cover me in kerosene and shoot an arrow. And I'm like, you know that's going bad. You know Dad's just going to smolder for 5 minutes. And
they're going to miss.
They're going to miss.
Shoot again. Another one. I need another arrow.
Oh, no, there's a waterfall. Want to do a couple headlines, right?
Sure, we can do a couple. Headlines is brought to you by Schnucks. Reward yourself daily with the Schnucks Rewards app. So the Board of Aldermen here in St. Louis is hoping to pass 2 tornado relief-related bills by the end of the week. This is much faster than they normally pass a bill, and I want to thank Ryan Kroll at St. Louis Magazine for writing this story. I thought this was very interesting. They have 2 bills. One would help people affected by the tornado to access the city's Impacted Tenants Fund. That's a pot of money designed to help renters whose residences are condemned due to building code violations. The other bill would adjust the assessed values of homes hit by the tornado. That would prevent homeowners from having to pay taxes on a piece of property when they're not able to live in it.
That's nice.
Apparently, the fastest possible way a bill typically moves through the board is about 5 weeks, so they are they've got their hair on fire, but they're all working together to get this done. I just think this is very, very nice to see, you know, some unity at the Board of Aldermen because we really, really need it right now.
It's becoming very controversial. Someone, I think, in the board brought up, hey, maybe we don't use the Rams money, but we've earned $30 million in interest so far.
Mm-hmm.
And 70% of those affected in North City do not have any sort of home insurance. Right. So they're just ass out. And some people are saying, let's use the $30 million to try to make as many of them as whole as we can. And then other people are saying, hey, if my house were destroyed and I let my insurance lapse, no one would be there to help me. So why are we doing it for anyone else? Any thoughts? How's it hit your head and your heart?
I mean, do you know no one would be there to help you? Do you know that for a fact?
Yeah, good point.
You know, I think it's really easy to be like, well, you can't help them because then you got to help everybody. Well, God forbid we help everybody. Like, I don't know. It's a pretty huge tragedy. I'm on the side of helping people out right now. Yeah. I don't have all the answers, but I'm willing to look into things like that.
And I feel like they're just going to spend it on something stupid. This isn't stupid, right? If you know that you can help people right now in a real meaningful way, as opposed to some dog and pony show that they're going to put on in a couple of years, I'm down with that.
Yeah. What are you waiting for?
Yeah.
We've got the money. We've got the people that need help. What are we waiting
for? Well, and the interest is kind of the right idea, right?
Right.
So you're not touching the stockpile, if you will, and that'll keep earning interest over time.
Exactly.
And the interest can be used for things like this.
You want to do one more quick story? I thought you might hate this little toddler, Dave.
I'm ready.
He's been named the youngest ever Mensa member. This is a little boy from the UK. He learned how to roll over in just 5 weeks, according to his mother. So 5 weeks old.
I still can't do
that. So put him in Mensa because he learned how to roll over.
Yes.
You're just jealous because you can't.
I used to be able to.
He started speaking his first word at the age of 7 months old.
Mm-hmm.
He read his first book out loud from cover to cover just about a year after that. He like knows Greek. Apparently he's got a very large IQ. He's admitted it 2 years and 182 days old.
So dumb.
His first words were stupid nerd.
And I don't,
isn't he some kind of chess expert too at a young age?
And isn't he some kind of loser?
Not hating
dork.
I'm not hating on the kid. I'm hating on Mensa. That's stupid.
I'm hating on
for
the kid.
A bunch of geniuses, you're awfully stupid. Why are we recognizing a kid that's not even three?
Because he's a genius.
I mean, he's a, don't get me wrong, he sounds like a super kid. This is not the kid, but like the smartest people in the world, allegedly, don't realize it's probably not a great idea to try to measure the IQ of a two-year-old.
You know, the only people I'm salty with are his parents if they're pushing it.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. Mm-hmm.
A lot of
yeah.
times you'll have stage parents who do things like that.
Somebody had to tell Mensa about it. You know what I mean? Hey, maybe it was the kid.
I mean,
maybe the kid called him up.
Figured it
it's
out,
like,
right?
I know how to Google.
So kid said, yeah, kid sent him an email. Deal Mensa.
Dave on the chat thing says the kid's seven now. Same point stands. Can we at least wait till you're a teenager before we try to figure out if you're a genius? Like, what's the point of, like, seven, he's a genius. I mean, like, he's brilliant, okay? He's a great kid, but, like, what do we need to do to, why do we need to?
Make up your mind.
He thought I'd be the one who was hating
on him. No, but look, I got a parallel here, because there are people out there that do this. Like, my nine-year-old's the best 9U baseball player in St. Louis. Who cares? It doesn't matter until you're older.
Not me.
It literally doesn't matter until you're older. It's not, there's nothing to it. You're just a smart kid, which is great. I would love my kids to be like that all the time. My kid's pretty smart too. I'm not out there going, oh, I want to get her certified with Mensa when she's nine.
Kevin just hit it. I wish my daughter was as smart as the 7-year old Mensa kid.
My kid's a straight A student, 4.0, got a scholarship for 6 years of college, never paid a dime for college.
Should have put her in Mensa.
And this is my point though. Like, I don't care about anything until you get to a point where it matters.
Well, that opens up me talking about my child's grade. Never mind. she's really cute. Thank you, Dave.
Baby right. Jay.
Tell you guys, Baby Jay. She will be Baby Jay.
And the secret will be spoiled for everyone.
On day one.
Yes.
You're about to see a 5'10", 180-pound Baby Jay if she doesn't get it.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
In Indiana, summer means more than sunshine. It's hiking miles and miles of trails to magnificent views and cruising through caves on underground river rides. It's spending the night in a floating cabin and scuba diving into your next big adventure. It's riding a horse and buggy through historic towns and camping with elephants at a wildlife park. It's anything but ordinary. Plan your trip at inindiana.com/summer.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart for a healthier you. Smile Generation trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.
Amazon has everything for every kind of Father's Day. Whether that's a waffle maker for his beloved breakfast in bed.
Come to Papa.
Mm-mm. Mm. Or new pickleball paddles for some friendly father-son competition.
Come to Papa. Yeah!
Or gifts like a steel shaker for his signature Dad Hatton cocktail.
Come to Papa.
From cookware to sports gear, shop everything for Father's Day on Amazon.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.